And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 23rd of April, 2010. It's the birthday of the man who wrote, "And so from hour to hour we ripe and ripe, and then from hour to hour we rot and rot, and thereby hangs a tale." William Shakespeare, born 1564, who wrote A Midsummer Night's Dream, Romeo and Juliet, Twelfth Night, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, The Tempest. Born in the market town of Stratford-on-Avon, his father was a glover, a leather merchant, went to London around 1588 to pursue a career as an actor. He was well known on the stage by 1592, joined the acting troupe The Lord Chamberlain's Men, 1594, wrote many plays for the group. And in 1598, he helped to buy the Globe Theatre just south of London, which became the home of his theatre. He was one of the first playwrights to sell editions of his plays to the public. Went into semi-retirement in 1611, returned to Stratford to be with his family, died 5 years later on his birthday. And it's the birthday of the man who wrote in his autobiography, "The cradle rocks above an abyss, and common sense tells us that our existence is but a brief crack of light between two eternities of darkness." Vladimir Nabokov, born in St. Petersburg, Russia, 1899. Grew up in a well-to-do family, learned to read and write English before he read Russian. The family was forced to flee when the Bolsheviks took power, went to Germany, where Nabokov earned a living by giving language and tennis lessons and teaching boxing and creating crossword puzzles. And writing at night, he was an insomniac. He'd sit in the bathroom and write so he wouldn't bother his family. Wrote his first 9 novels in Russian, was invited to teach at Stanford, 1939, became a U.S. citizen, and switched from writing in Russian to writing in English. And in 1955, he published his novel Lolita, which some newspapers refused to review. The New York Times said the book was highbrow pornography. But the book sold very well, and the royalties from it, as well as the money for the film rights, allowed Nabokov to quit teaching and move to Europe. He lived in a hotel in Switzerland on the shore of Lake Geneva for the last 20 years of his life. Here's a poem for today by Charles Goodrich entitled Wild Geese. I'm picking beans when the geese fly over, blue lake pole beans I figure to blanch and freeze, maybe pickle some dilly beans, and there will be more beans to give to the neighbors forcibly if necessary. The geese come over so low I can hear their wings creak, can see their tail feathers making fine adjustments. They slipstream along so gracefully, riding on each other's wind, surfing the sky. Maybe after the harvest I'll head south. Somebody told me Puerto Vallarta is nice. I'd be happy with a cheap room, rice and beans at every meal, swim a little, lay on the beach. Who are you kidding, Charles? You don't like to leave home in the winter, spring, fall, or summer either. True, but I do love to watch those wild geese fly over, feel these impertinent desires glide through me. Then get back to work. A poem, Wild Geese, by Charles Goodrich, from Going to Seed, Dispatches from the Garden, published by Silverfish Review Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the NEA in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org or find them on Twitter for more information. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves. Written by Margaret Bame. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.